Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. But don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Why don't you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Insanity right here on the Real Side. Always a blessing to have you with me. I mean that sincerely. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. And you know how you do that, right? You get informed. You get engaged. I know, you've all heard it before. And the reason you have to hear it again? Because some of you are still doing it. Anyway, really seriously, be careful when you retweet something out that you check it. You make sure you know what it is. You make sure you know what you're talking about. And you didn't just grab it from some yo-ho who really doesn't know what they're talking about. And a lot of us out there, a lot of them out there. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Sony Schmidt will join me right after the break. Always love having her on. Always love having her kick off, as I like to say, you know, kick off the weekend with us, right? And there is a lot going on. You know, many of you know that I serve on the school board as a trustee, and one of the things that just drives me, drives me out of my cotton-picking mind, seriously, is the fact that, you know, when you look around, when they bring you information, the information seems to always be based on what the state is feeding them, if you would. Right? So when the state board of education, for lack of a better term, when they say, we want equity, and we want equality, and we want to make sure the kids are being taught about true inclusion. I don't even know what that means. I'm not joking. I'm serious. They make me crazy with this stuff. Because depending on who you talk with will depend on how it all shakes out, how it all gets planned out. I always figured that equity and inclusion, or equality, is very simple. Maybe because of a simpleton at heart. I don't have that piece of paper that gets in my way sometimes. But I always thought that meant that you made sure that everybody had the same opportunities, equal rights, whatever you want to call it. When it comes to the education world, when it comes to being a school trustee, that these kids were students would all have the same abilities, the same rights, the same opportunities to learn, to get the books, to have access to the class and computers, whatever it is they need across the board to make sure that they all had the same opportunities. And if you had kids that needed a little bit more help or a little more than maybe another kid, I saw it growing up. Like I've said a million times, kids came over from Italy on the weekend. They were not speaking English on Monday, guaranteed. Those kids needed a little bit more help. The teachers may have given them a little bit more time or assigned somebody to work alongside them. That I'm okay with. That actually makes sense. But the lower test grades, the lower standards, to make changes as a whole to the system, because there's a problem with a certain group or a couple of certain groups, is not the way to handle it. removing things out of a school system, an education system, books that offend, statues that offend. It doesn't fix anything. I almost venture to say, frankly and honestly, it makes it worse. Really. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. Think about something. If you're going to remove something, the school board decides to remove, let's just say for funny's sake, they decide to remove a mascot because it's offending. I was joking recently, one of the schools in my area, they have a Viking. Vikings do not have a very good reputation. Now, if you're from Viking country, if you would, don't be offended. I'm just telling you what people are saying. I actually even joked because one of our schools has a centurion as a mascot. And I'm like, yo, he killed our guy. Or they did. And Vikings, you know, they've been known to pillage and all this other stuff, or so the stories say. Well, what if somebody's offended by that? Do we take that away? Do we tell the truth? We should tell the truth about the Romans. We should tell, and they do learn bits and pieces, but they don't learn the whole picture. Really, honestly, sincerely, we need to teach the whole thing. And it's the same thing when it comes to Vikings, centurions, well, whatever your mascot or your school symbol is, we need to teach the whole thing. If your school has, you know, I know the end thing now is if your school has a Native American as a mascot of some kind, of shape, way, manner, or form, well, it's insulting, it's racist, which I don't understand because the true meaning of the word racist means that I feel that my race, although we're all part of one race, whatever, is better than your race. But in public comment, what really reached me as I was sitting there as a trustee, as people were talking about the situation, what really hit home with me was the fact that the ignorance that we had around it, and I don't mean just the trustees. When people got up there to talk about the kids and where it was at, and what everything was all about, we didn't know, and that's how we offended. Okay? We didn't understand that this was this. We didn't understand this was that. Matter of fact, in an area that is known for this particular tribe, almost nobody knew who the tribe was or what it was about. Well, we removed that mascot, and nobody ever learns. And that's what schools are doing across the country. I think it's wrong. So I'm going to see your host. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business does, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Some messed up white people. Pleasure to have you with me, and I really mean that sincerely. If you head up to the website, you can sign up for the emails. Flash, you can sign up for the text message alerts, which is real simple. Just text TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222. But let me bring her on because we have so much fun. We get through so much when she's on with me. Sony Smith joins me. She does every week, kind of kick
ready.
Off the weekend, get us ready for the party. What's wrong? Is your chair stuck or are you just starting to dance?
I'm not ready. I'm just not ready. This chair is a big, heavy dining room chair because my office chair got broken somehow. So it's like, I'm not buying an office chair. I'm going to use my dining room chair.
Was it me?
Well, okay. It went, yeah. Right, we'll see. I have a videotape that I'll rewind.
No, your grandson was probably spinning around in the chair.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's exactly right.
Right? Mine does the same thing. It's like, hey.
Exactly. I'm just... jealous because I can't do it. But this chair I'm sitting in is about 80 pounds, I swear. So, how are you?
Hey, listen, as long as you're not calling me 800 pounds, we're good. Where was I? Oh, I was going to start with you. Hey, now don't you wish?
Where am I?
Yeah, I know, right? I feel like Joey B right now. What am I doing here? What am I supposed to sign something? And
exactly.
No, it's chocolate chip ice cream. Did you see those idiots this week?
Yeah.
With the chocolate chip. He comes out of the ice cream. Did you see this? He comes out of the ice cream store. I don't know, he's in Ohio or something like this, right?
Uh-huh.
And you know when somebody's doing something on stage and it's like a feat like you've never seen in before and everybody goes, ooh, ah, right? They're doing that. He comes out with this ice cream. And he's eating the ice cream, and somebody says, "Mr. President, you know what flavor ice cream do you have?" And he's like, "Chocolate chip." And I'm telling you, the whole journalism crowd goes, "Ooh!"
Oh my God!
Look at God, you guys! Oh, he eats it so well. Look at what manners he has.
Well, they're just surprised he doesn't.
For me? Anyway, go ahead.
I'm surprised he isn't dribbling it on himself. If he can do that, if he can eat ice cream without doing that, they are pleased. But if they think that nobody's noticing this, they are sorely mistaken. It was what do you think is worse, with Obama or Biden?
Oh, is that how they're treating him? I think right now they're treating Joey and covering for him so much more than they were for Obama.
Yeah, because at least Obama was competent in terms of his articulation, and he knew how to act in public.
Yeah,
he
talked real good for a black man.
But he was clean. He was clean, and to quote Joe Biden, he was. Or was that who said that?
No, it was Joe Biden.
Oh my God! See, he was a fairy book.
he said he's well articulated, pretty smart for a black man. I mean, can you imagine if Joe Biden said that?
Yes. Oh my gosh! And he's our president. This is unbelievable. If this wasn't happening, we couldn't make this up.
No, you and I have joked about this because you were in the business in Hollywood. Can you imagine trying to sell this story? Oh. You sit around the table. Okay, we elect this president. All right. You know, they would just go. You know what, Sonia? Yeah,
that could never happen.
Yeah, you better work that through.
Could never.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is that, you know, like. You know, I worked on a sketch show that we did topical humor, and there's so many people on the left, including Joe Biden, that would be wonderful sketch material. And nobody will touch it.
No,
Rachel Maddow is wonderful. Nancy Pelosi. These people are wonderful. You could do caricatures of all of these people, and it would be so funny. But they won't do. I mean, I don't watch Saturday Night Live, but have they done an accurate?
No.
Joe Biden.
He is off limits, is my understanding, in many circles. Look at here in California, right? I don't even know if you know this, but what's his name? Governor, soon to be ex-governor, Newsom. All right. Do you know he's been caught in a string of affairs with his workers and candidate? Yeah, I saw that face.
He's so gross.
Well, listen, he's gone from Kimberly Guilfoyle, right? I mean, very, attractive woman and smart woman. And, you know, I mean, apparently she had too much. I'm going to keep it clean because apparently she had too much of a spine for him.
So they didn't make it.
Now he's married to the first partner. She refuses to call herself the first lady.
First partner. Oh, my God,
and now there's been reports of up to four and or five affairs with campaign staff and or his staff at the State House. But the funny thing about it is the wife that he has now was the one he cheated with on Andrea. What makes her think he wasn't going to cheat with anybody else?
Well, that's she's stupid if she thinks that. But what I'm more bothered by is the Democrat Party will excuse everything that he's done.
Oh, yeah.
And will probably prop him up to run for president when Joe Biden totally forgets that he's president.
Yeah, somebody was telling me that they believe that, you know, they're starting to brew up against Joe right now. Even the media is kind of letting out this China stuff, and they're kind of dribbling it out there. So
right
they
here.
Think they're going to push Joe to resign. They're going to move Kamala Harris into his seat. And then they're going to move this guy here, Newsom, into the VP position.
I don't doubt it. The most horrible things and ridiculous things that you could come up with, that your imagination could come up with, is exactly what they would do.
Now, apparently you missed a major league opportunity, okay?
Oh, man, I can't.
You could be one fantastically wealthy woman today. I don't know if you heard, but the BLM co-founder, self-proclaimed Marxist, is worth well over $3 million in a relatively short period of time. However, she swears she hasn't taken a nickel from BLM. It's all book sales and appearances is how she made all her money. But she's a Marxist. How does that work?
Well, why isn't she redistributing her wealth to
me? There you go.
Especially as a minority woman. I'm entitled to some of that cash, and surely she should be happy to spread the wealth. And what do you mean she made that kind of money on personal appearances?
She said books. She didn't take one nickel from BLM. Bullpuckies.
Mm-mm.
I don't buy it.
Is this kind of like looting money?
You mean, well, okay, all right. See, you just opened up a whole new door. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe some of the possessions she acquired during some of these protests.
Mm-hmm.
I want to make sure I get it right. Maybe some of the sales from those, the proceeds from that is really what's funding all of this. I apologize.
Yeah, those are her assets. So everything she stole, Abercrombie and Finch, and those are personal assets. See.
Those 60-inch TVs down in the basement.
Mm-hmm, you got to know how to work that.
God, that was my prize for getting into CVS. All right.
Exactly.
When we come back, I want to hit on this more, too, though, because this is right in their faces. They don't really care. They don't do about it. And, you know, if the Dems didn't have the word racism, they would have nothing.
There would
be nothing they could do. And we're going to talk about that when we come back. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
They got none.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Republicans are blocking the creation of a January 6 Capitol attack commission. The bill fell 6 votes short of the 60 needed to advance. Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, noting the commission would have had input from both sides of the aisle.
It is a bipartisan commission. It is down a middle commission. There was significant Republican input by the Republican leader in the House and the ranking member of the relevant, the Republican ranking member of the relevant committee.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz calling the proposed commission politically motivated. 34 million drivers are expected to hit the road over this holiday weekend. They're going to be seeing some higher gas prices, with the national average for a gallon of regular gasoline over $3 a gallon. Although things have stabilized after a pipeline attack 3 weeks ago. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate, that's more like it.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed
me. We are back. Like Joe Mateen, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Lockheed Martin has gone woke, people. Oh, my God. Anyway, they have now come out and said that their executives are going to have to go through classes. They're going to have to understand what this is all about and understand about their white privilege, and that's why they're in the positions they're in. Come on, give me a break. Will you please? You know, I've always said the same thing when it comes to the corporate climate. They don't care what color you are in the boardroom. The only color these people bow to is green. It doesn't matter whether you're black, white, Asian, brown skin, whatever. You going to bring in the money? They don't care what color you are. Or what sex you are, for that matter, or even what sex you claim to be. They don't care. How much are you bringing to the bottom line? It's just nuts. Sony Smith joins me to help get me off the ceiling or something here. This is just craziness.
Just another woke one. On the ceiling. They're not doing this for black people. I mean, really, is there enough black dollars supporting Lockheed Martin that they really?
They're buying. Don't you understand? The black community is buying planes all the time.
All the time.
War planes, right?
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. So this is clearly based on that, not, gosh, I have an inside story. What can I tell about this story?
We just can't change the names to protect the guilty.
Well, this I can't. Okay, so we even have a black network, all right? Yeah. We have a black television movie network.
I bet you do. Yeah.
And I hear tell. And I hear tell that they're not, they've done a survey, they found out that the shows that black people are interested in, that they're watching on Netflix, Hulu, and they're watching all over, they're not tuning into the so-called, if we had, alleged black network. They're watching Hulu, Apple, all these other things. But they're not watching the black shows. They're watching stuff like Seinfeld. They're watching stuff. It's
what does
shocking.
It tell you?
It tells me what I've known the whole time. You know, they're also, they want, why are we doing this woke thing? Because these businesses are afraid. This is extortion and it's violence. That's what they're afraid of. They're not afraid of the black dollar. So if black people think, and I don't know one black person who thinks, thank goodness, you know, Lockheed Martin is going to get woke and understand my plight. Ain't nobody walking around the hood thinking about what Lockheed Martin is going to do. I mean, maybe Martin Lawrence, but that's a whole other story. But they're not doing it for us. So once again, the left makes it seem like they're doing something for black people because they care about us, don't you know?
Yeah, but they're not doing it. Isn't that like the Me Too movement in Hollywood and among the elites, right? They were not a word until all of a sudden it starts to bubble up. And all of a sudden they're, oh, yeah, you know, we're for women. So we're going to save women. We're going to protect women. We're going to, you know, all of that.
No, they didn't do it just because it bubbled up. They did it because, I mean, if you watch look at the timeline, I believe it was shortly after the Billy Bush, Donald Trump convo happened, you know, behind closed doors. And they were still on this kick about Trump being a womanizer and an adulterer and all that. So they thought that they were going to connect. They were going to bring out this movement and Trump would get swept up in it, and it never happened. So they had no more interest in it after it didn't work for Trump. I mean, that's how I saw it.
I'm amazed at it. But I got to tell you, Hollywood is so... they're not even transparent. I mean, they're right in your face with this stuff. So Tammy and I were watching some commercials, and we were watching a show, and then the commercials started to come on. And I'm watching these commercials, and I've said this to her before. I said, look, the majority of the commercials are black couples now. You just watch. Pay attention. If it's not a black couple, and again, I don't care who's in the commercial. What I care about is all of a sudden the switch got flicked when the heat got high. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So then you start seeing what? Biracial couples. First of all, I don't want to see a white couple in a shower together or in the bathroom or whatever. I don't need to see a biracial couple in the shower, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. Then it's you know, black and white couples. When I say biracial, I'm talking black and white people.
Right.
Then what's third in line? I noticed Asians and black. Okay? Oh. So these Asian and black. No, Hispanics don't get credit yet. All right. Asian and black. And if you understand the Asian community and you watch this stuff, the Asian is always a woman. It's always
a
black
man. Well, I think
the
woman is always black, too, in these interracial couples. Is that what I noticed that?
Yeah, you're probably right. You're probably right. Yeah. And then we move on to full Hispanic commercials, right?
Mm-hmm.
And at the bottom of the list is full white commercials. Now, I'm serious. I don't care, but what I think is hilarious is why did this all of a sudden start? Did they have all these commercials in a can somewhere and they forgot to play them?
God, this is so complicated and it's so unnecessary.
Okay, Dr. Sonia, enlighten me.
Well, okay, and I'll give you this point of view, and I think I've done this before on this show. I grew up, you know, I'm a lot older than I look, mm-hmm. but I grew up in a time where I didn't see any mirroring of black women. They were all maids and, you know, big, heavy black women with scars on their head taking care of the young white, you know, girl who couldn't figure out how to put her own dress on. So I'm happy to see inclusion now. But what the left does nowadays is it's created, it's an agenda. You know, I don't need to see. I mean, if you watch any television shows, you'll be hard pressed to find a television show that doesn't have a gay couple or a teenager that's conflicted about her sexuality and a parent more than likely white who doesn't understand it. They are definitely telling the story that they want to tell through their commercials and through their television shows, and that is anything other than white is right. And that's what I have. I don't have a problem with inclusion, and I'm happy to see it. I want to see black women who are, you know, treated as if they are somewhat of a desirable woman, but not if it's a part of your agenda, you know?
Isn't that funny? It's when I, if I stop at the, see, I don't even think about this stuff. I mean, sincerely. But when I, you know, you're talking about the black women you always saw as maybe style. Representing the black community, if you would. I really, except for the old movies, I grew up with, I won't say grew up with, but, you know, you had people like Halle Berry and, you know, I mean.
Oh, that came much later on.
Well, I'm Halle talking about Berry. in the 70s and 80s and 90s, there weren't a whole, in my perception, okay, I'm not looking for it. But there
and
were
think of one, and I bet you can't, who's not mixed. I mean, Angela Bassett was probably one of the only black-looking black stars that we have. You still can't come up with a black leading actress.
Okay.
And this is Hollywood. This is Hollywood who's telling the rest of us how conscious and how woke we all need to be. Halle Berry was the first actress that won. Didn't she win Best Actress? Well, that was after 75 years.
Wow.
There not being another black actress. I think Hattie McDaniel's won. I have a video on it on my website, but she won Best Leading Actress, and then after that, it was not leading, supporting actress, and then after that, it was years and years and years later, Halle Berry. But then again, Halle Berry did a nude scene, and we're like, come on, now I can't think of any, you know, white actresses that have won Best Actress and did a nude scene. So still, we're kind of like marginalized, we're sexualized, we're, you know, and she's a mixed chick. So nothing wrong with mixed chicks, but.
But I'm not so sure. I'm not so sure that we do that. We don't do it at all.
That's casting.
No. I mean, I'm sitting here thinking, I'm not trying to defend myself by any stretch of the imagination, but I'm sitting here saying to myself, I never even really looked at that stuff, and it wasn't.
But you know, you wouldn't. You would have no reason to. But I'm just telling you, as an underrepresented, I mean, it's hard to grow up as a little girl and not see yourself and not see that you're a desire. Women need to know that they're okay. And I wasn't blessed in a family that gave me that. My father was not, I didn't have a father that could do that or a mother who could do that. So you're looking at the outside, and what do you have on the outside? Hollywood. What do they give you? Everybody else is important but you.
Interesting. Well, we'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. I'm liking the conversation. I'm sure I'll get nasties about it. How could you say that?
I got a ton of this stuff.
It's easy. We'll be back in a minute.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The tour is free with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including former CIA spy Robert David Steele, Urban Global Health Alliance Kevin Jenkins, sixth-generation farmer Trent Luce, human rights advocate Sasha Stone, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to ariseusa.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to ariseusa.com. That's ariseusa.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Oh, this is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
Oh, they're perfect. Joe, senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5573. I finally, after years of asking the question, finally found somebody out of Hollywood who could explain to me why they call Michelle Pfeiffer white gold. Don't you laugh. Hold on. Sonia Smith joins me. She does every week. Can't laugh at me so everybody can see you. Right? I didn't know that. Look, she's a white chick, so I'm saying to myself, white gold. What is it? Everybody wants her? So anyway, what I come to find out is because of how much money she pulled at the box office. She was white gold. Unless you're going to tell me something different. And if you're going to tell me something different, don't break my heart.
No.
Okay.
I'm not going to tell you anything different. She's, and that's what we were talking about is box office draws. And if you don't cast black people in roles, then how do you know? You know, it's easy to go, you know, this industry is all about green, but if you don't get to play the game, and Hollywood is one of, listen, my parents are from the South. I used to go to the South every summer of my life. I have never been in a place more racist and sexist than Hollywood. So
I've heard that from a lot of people. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
many of the shows I worked on, I was the only woman, and certainly the only black person. There's some shows I worked on that that had more than others, but most of the time you could pretty much count on he being the only black person. My ex-husband just texted when we were talking about Denzel and Halle Berry, and you thought it was she was in the 70s, 80s, 90s. No, she won the award in 2002.
Wow.
That's the layover that Hollywood
I'm
had.
I'm old.
Yeah, I know, huh? It's just nasty when you start putting the numbers together. But no, Hollywood isn't, you know, and then when they got into blaxploitation movies, so they realized there was money to be made at movies that had depicted black people as pimps and hoes and gangsters and that sort of thing.
So.
And black filmmakers found their home in directing and acting and the, you know. So Hollywood's a very interesting place. But what we don't need is once you said you look at a movie and you don't go, well, I don't see black people, I don't see white, I don't see anything.
Well, but that was you and me talking during the break. People need to understand. You and I were talking during the break, and I said, you know, it's really funny you're talking about this, and the majority of us ignorant folks, and I'm not just white folks, but the majority of us ignorant folks sit here and just go, we're watching a movie. If we notice at some point in time that there's no black actor or black actress at the lead roles, we think, well, either the role wasn't written for one or nobody cut the mustard. And you made a comment during the break that there was no mustard to cut.
There's no mustard to be cut if you don't get auditioned for those parts. And then when the parts that you do get, listen, as a black actress, if you can't play the distraught black mother whose child just got shot in the street by a gangbanger or the police, then you're not going to get any highbrow. There's very few black actresses who've been esteemed as actresses, even when they had the chops for it. What you needed to be able to play is the distraught black woman or the drug addict or the crackhead or the prostitute. I mean, even Halle Berry played, you know, she started off playing, you know, the prostitute crackhead and all that.
So you ready for this? I just got two separate emails.
Uh-huh.
One of them, they said, hey, have you ever looked at the Blasian? This is the first time I've heard this. A Blasian celebrity. That's a black Asian celebrity, okay? I mean, God is up there going, wait a minute, I didn't cut you people up in all these things. You're all one blood. What are you doing to me here? Right? And I got another one right behind it that said, what about black lesbian celebrities? I'm going, why? Why do we have to go? we're having a hard enough time, you know, trying to get roles for black folks, and now you're going to do what? Really?
Well, I think, but that's the problem that the left does. Like, even if you had a show that was about lesbians and you casted a black person, now they're going to make a fuss if the person is authentically a lesbian or not. And I say, she's an actor, you know, she needs to be able to play whatever she wants to play or thinks she can play. Hollywood is the most divisive place ever.
Oh, they're just so weird.
You know, it's like, so you can't keep up with it.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, when I noticed it for the very first time, do you remember when there was two Noahs that came out, the movies? They came out almost at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
One movie was strictly biblical. It came out with it by, you know, Christian producers and yada, yada, yada. It was great. It was a great movie, right?
But the other one was crazy.
The one with Hollywood... That Noah movie was God was punishing us for the way we were treating the environment. Now I'm saying, how many cars were there back in Noah's day? I'm just trying to figure it out. I mean, how much oil were they pumping out of the ground? How ridiculous.
Well, that's what I'm saying about their agenda. And all you have to do is watch them long enough to see what their agenda is and who they really are. If they haven't cast anybody to, and that year that they gave Denzel and Halle the award, oh my gosh, they felt so good about themselves. Every speech esteemed them for welcoming these, you know, acknowledging these black actors, and that was the first time in many, many years, and they haven't done it really since.
Yeah, so. And again, I don't watch those often, and. And I said to you during the break, you know, I don't like to talk about it much, but society does it to us. I have a mixed race granddaughter, I'll put it that way, right? Although we're all one race, I have to keep saying that.
Uh-huh.
But the bottom line with it was, I don't go looking at these things. If I'm sitting there watching a movie with her, or we're watching TV, or we're cooking in the kitchen, you know, I don't give it a second thought. But as I speak to you and Zoe and what have you, and I start looking and seeing. You see whether it's the absence of. Now, I will tell you, on Saturday mornings, I don't know if you watch cartoons with your grandson that much.
Well, I watch them by myself. I don't need him.
Yeah, I know, because he keeps interrupting. I got it.
Interrupting. I can't hear the dialogue.
When you watch cartoons and you see the new commercials on Saturday morning, they're no longer all white or light-skinned people. Now they're majority black-skinned people or brown-skinned people, you know, that kind of thing. And even the Asian girls are a little more yellow than they used to be in the cartoon commercial. And was it Kellogg's, I think it is? Now they came out with an all-inclusive cereal.
But the bigger picture in that is that the white is bad.
Yeah.
I don't care. Like, I like the inclusivity of it. It was hard when I was writing animation for, you know, because you had to have this rainbow coalition of people. And we're like, people don't really live like this, but okay. But, you know, it's all done on purpose. But, and I said it years ago in Hollywood, that they're phasing out white people. And they're making them bad and wrong. And now they come right out and say it. So, you know, and that's kind of the explanation that I gave my grandson about BLM, Black Lives Matter, and I changed it to All Lives Matter, because I'm like, what is a white kid gonna think about themselves? How do you process that if you're a white person? And where have we lost compassion about people, all people? If you single out one group and say they matter more, then what happens to the other ones? I think it's going to cause a lot of resentment, and I think it's going to do exactly what the left wants, which is us to all hate each other.
Yeah,
and create a race war.
You and I we've been talking about this a couple of weeks now. Some people think that I'm hoping for it, and you know me; we've known each other for years. I'm not hoping for a race war, mm-hmm. But when you pit one side against the other, when you're telling these white kids for the last 20 years that they're terrible because of their skin color,
that's the same of their skin thing. Isn't that the same thing that they told black people?
Yeah.
And guess who did that? The left, the racist Democrat South.
Yeah. And now you're sitting there. So you got, not only do you have the feel, now you're telling white folks, I mean, white people have been working hard, that the stimulus money is not for you. Okay? It goes to black farmers, black business people, black females first. And should there be any left over, we'll start looking at the white businesses.
Unbelievable.
They know what they're doing. There is no way human nature is going to stay calm through all of this.
Absolutely.
You know, and what you do with your grandson is great, because I do it with my granddaughter. My fear has always been, and you have a mixed family too, but I've always said the same thing. I said, look, you're making it so my granddaughter's going to be sitting on the couch in a couple of years, and she's going to be looking at her white grandfather and thinking, does he really love me?
Does he really love me?
Right? Because I'm black, and white people don't like black people.
They can't possibly. Right. They can't possibly. They're inherently racist.
It's bad. It's so bad.
How do we stop these people?
Doing what you're doing and doing what I'm doing. What you're doing with your grandson is fantastic. What I do with my granddaughter is fantastic. You know, hugging up on her, talking with her. Matter of fact, I told you what she did to me in the kitchen, which shows you how it doesn't bother her. And that's the way it needs to be. We need to be able to play with each other. We need to be able to have fun with each other, that kind of stuff, you know?
Yeah, everything does start in the home.
Yes.
But I really feel for white kids. And I feel like once they get angry enough, my kid's going to go to school with some angry white kids. And that need not be. And I can't say that I would blame them for being angry, but that is the goal of the left.
And what about that classroom? I think your grandson is part of this, probably to a degree, only has one or two black kids in there and 25
white
kids.
He's the one. One. Right.
So now you're sitting there thinking, which one of these white kids hates me? It ain't right, and it's not fair.
It's sick.
We could do 3 hours on this, but I always, listen, lady, I always love my conversation with you. I always love how we can be honest with each other. Where can people find you?
Here.
Where can they find you? Don't give your home address up.
Oh, Sonya!